Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show is celebrating 3 years. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show may not be those of the host or management. Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show is being brought to you by Keep Looking Up with B. Wright Jones, LLC. Welcome to Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show with your host, B. Wright Jones. Sexy is the acronym for self-confidence, excitement, extra, and yes, I can. This podcast show will bring you encouragement, inspiration, and hope. Know that it's time to walk in your purpose with clarity, confidence, and power. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show. Sexy is the acronym for self-confidence, excitement, extra, and yes, I can. I'm your host, Coach B, and I'm always excited to bring you new guests. And listen, I have met a new friend, and I'm so excited that she's here today. And I'm going to ask Deb, please introduce yourself to the guests. Just tell them a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and let's just get started that way. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It's just a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much.
So a little bit about me. I'm a Pennsylvania born and raised girl.
Yes.
I love the state. I think it's beautiful.
Yes.
Amish country, Lancaster County.
Love
yeah.
It.
And I came to know the Lord when I was young, when I was about 13,
Amen.
But really didn't start walking seriously with him. Like, and when I say seriously, I mean incorporating God into everything I do.
Yes.
Until my 40s.
Okay.
And part of what I struggled with career-wise was that God made me good at sales.
Yeah.
And I had this love-hate relationship with sales, as
yeah.
so many entrepreneurs do.
Yes.
We love what we do. We don't usually love having to sell it and market it, right? So I had to find a way to overcome that, what I call double-mindedness.
Yeah.
Having, you know, love-hate doesn't work.
Yeah.
You're either all in or you're all out.
That's right.
So my career really has been a journey across 3 decades to learn how to sell in a way that honors God.
Amen.
And teach others how to do that also. Because
Amen.
Sales is not going away.
That's
ever.
Right. That's right.
And even if you don't sell for a living,
yeah,
everybody has to get buy-in.
Yeah.
Parents need buy-in from children to do their homework, their chores, to behave.
Yeah. That's right.
If you're a team leader, you need buy-in from the members of your team to be able to operate in the most effective way. If
yeah.
you're in ministry, you need buy-in from
yeah.
multiple constituents, from volunteers, from the people that you serve, and the people that work alongside you.
That's right.
So, yeah. So that's a little bit about my background. It's this blending
Amen.
Of business and Jesus,
yes.
And no separation.
Amen. Amen. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. So, you know, you've built a successful life in sales. Now, would you say that sales has always been something that you aspired to do?
Yes and no.
Okay.
So as a child,
yeah,
I used to make those little loopy pot holders.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Most people played with them back in that day. Most people at least know what they are, and they actually still sell them today.
Wow.
And I ended up with 30 some potholders, and my mother looked at me and she said, "Deb, I don't need any more potholders." So I got the
That's
brainy
funny.
idea to go around the neighborhood and sell them to the neighbor ladies.
Wow.
Got a quarter a piece,
Yeah.
and I sold out. Well, I came home with a pocket full of change and the thrill of being rewarded for the work that I.
Yes. That's amazing.
I got a taste of the joy of that reward for
Yes.
something I had made, and then I gave that in return for the money, right? Fair exchange
Wow.
of
Yes.
good for compensation.
Yes.
But then in my first sales job, I
Yeah.
was expected to read a script, and the script was, quite frankly, demeaning. It was insulting.
Yeah.
I lasted a week in that job because there was a values conflict, is how I would put it today. It made
Okay.
me feel like I couldn't be respectful and honor what my employer wanted me to do, and yet be respectful to the people I was trying to sell to.
Okay.
And so that was the beginning of the taste that I got that there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
And there, the high pressure tactics can't be the only way to sell.
That's right.
So that was the beginning of a long journey that really spanned a number of years
Okay.
before I, it was actually early in 2008.
Okay.
In 2007, the Lord had been after me to start my own sales consultancy.
Okay.
And
Okay.
I had a really good job. I had the golden handcuffs. So there's, if you've been an entrepreneur, if you've worked for others and you've worked for yourself, you know that there
Yes.
are wonderful things about both camps.
Yes.
One of the wonderful things about working for someone else is vacation pay, sick pay, regular paycheck,
Yes.
right?
That's right.
It took me a while to obey and to
Okay.
lay down that guaranteed income and actually say yes to the Lord to
Amen.
stretch my own and trust
Amen.
that it's going to bring me the clients that I was ideally suited to work with and that he
Amen.
wanted me to work with.
Yes.
So it was early in January 2008 that
Okay.
I finally said out loud with Christian witnesses in a small group,
Yes.
God made me good at sales and God doesn't make junk.
That's right.
So I am declaring that I am good at sales and I will do what the Lord has asked me.
Amen.
I put double-mindedness to bed with
Yeah,
that
that's
declaration.
right.
And from that day forward, he has blessed my business.
Oh, that's amazing. That's
And
amazing.
he brought me the clients. He tripled my income year two over year one. He tripled it again year three over year two.
Wow.
And it was all by his doing because I finally lined up with his purpose for me.
Amen. Amen. I love that in your book, and we're going to get into that in a moment. But I love in your book on page 98, where you shared about dedicating your business to God. And you
Yes.
also offer a prayer in there for those to do so. So at that moment, did you realize once you aligned with God's purpose and His will for your life, in dedicating that, did you immediately see the difference?
I felt the difference. I'm a feeler. I'm a one who senses. I felt peace.
Amen.
And I felt a confidence that was definitely otherworldly, because it's the confidence that comes when you exercise faith, when you step out in obedience and you say, Lord, you've got me 100%. You've got my trust. Now, I'm not going to say it was easy. I'm not going to say I didn't have my moments, because I,
I hear
and I'm
you.
still learning and growing, because every new challenge is going to press us and test us
That's
in
right.
different ways. But the beauty of it is that what we've learned in the previous season prepares us for the next. And so we're always going, as we say in the church, we're moving from glory to
To
glory,
glory.
faith to faith, and glory to glory. That means I'm never starting over. I'm always at the next higher platform that I had just acquired to go to the next realm, right?
Thank you. Thank you for that. So I want to get into the title of your book. I don't know if people can see this. They
Here,
probably can't
let
see it
me.
because, thank you. Sell Like Jesus. So for those that are listening and are viewing at this time that have not yet purchased your book, I know that probably their first thought is going to be, sell like Jesus. What did Jesus sell? What's So I want you to explain to our listening and viewing audience, how did you come about with the title of your book, and what is the true meaning behind the title, Sell Like Jesus?
Thank you for asking that question. So the title came from the Holy Spirit. One day I was meeting with my business coach. As a coach, it's very important to have a coach and be submitting to the process that you are using with other people. So I've always worked with someone. And at this point, my coach looked at me during our one-on-one and he said, Deb, you really ought to write a book. And I'm like, I never wanted to write a book. I don't know what I would write about unless it would be sell like Jesus. And as I said the words, I heard them for the first time. Have you ever had that happen where something comes out of your mouth and you're hearing as revelation because it bypassed your brain?
That's
That was
amazing.
one of, it was one of those moments for me.
I love that.
And simultaneously, I was like, what? Oh my gosh. And then I'm like, oh no, now I have to do it.
And when did your book first come out?
It was published December of 2019. 2019.
Wow, that's awesome. And how long did it take you to actually write your book?
Hopefully, this is a word of encouragement for some of you who have been trying to write a book. It took 7 years. 7 years. And so part of that was me wrestling with being blatantly, undeniably, can't hide it anymore, Christian. In the business realm, it's people love it or hate it. They love Jesus or they hate Jesus.
Yeah,
There's
that's
no
true.
middle ground. And there are lots of what I will say are false teachings around money and wealth and prosperity. And There are a lot of bad salespeople out there that give sales a bad reputation.
Yeah.
So there are all sorts of icky feelings as soon as you use the word sell.
Yes. Yes.
And so I had a conversation with God about the title because I knew it was going to be evocative, provocative.
Yeah.
And he said, good. I want to get people's attention.
Yes. Yeah.
And I want to shake them up and get them thinking.
Yes.
Like, okay, so how about if we give the subtitle that is more descriptive? And that's why
Yes.
it's the subtitle is Seven Characteristics of Christ for Ethical Sales.
Yes, I love that.
So I'm not saying Jesus was a salesman, although there are some other famous authors who
Yeah.
called him the greatest salesman ever. Zig
Wow.
Ziglar, Bob Mandino. So those guys have sold a whole lot more books than I have. And they have referred to Jesus as the greatest salesman ever. But what I wanted to do, I'm all about helping other people do the things that I have learned to do, because learning isn't enough, right? Linda, if you just know something in your head, but you never do anything with it, what? It's the story of the man who buried his talent,
Yeah, buried his talents. That's right.
right? So it doesn't do any good to have the revelation. You have to know how to apply
That's
that
right.
revelation.
Yes.
So part of what I was learning over those 7 years was what exactly did Jesus once said
Yeah.
about sales?
Yeah.
And what he started showing me, he would illuminate scriptures and show me how what he did and how he did it, what he said and how he said it,
Yeah.
could be applied in a sales conversation.
Amen. Amen. I love that. Yeah.
So it was a lot of synthesizing
Yeah.
and really
Yeah.
coming to a deeper understanding of what exactly did Jesus do that
Yeah.
he ended up getting buy-in from so many people
Yeah.
over millennia, right?
Yes. I love that. I love that. So, I was, as you were talking, it popped. I'm like, wow, okay, so it took you 7 years to write your book, and you're sharing seven characteristics in your book. And I love that. I said, oh wow, listen. So, and I don't want to give it all away because I'm encouraging people. I want you to get the book. The book is amazing. But I do want to ask, in the seven characteristics that you share in your book, is there one you could say that you could pick right now, in your opinion, that is the most important characteristic that someone would need to work in your industry to be successful?
That's a great question.
Yes.
And I would say it would be chapter five, which is characteristic number four, comprehension. Comprehension. Now,
Amen.
what do we have to do in order to comprehend, fully understand? We actually have to start with listening. And I love that scripture. Let me just turn to that because it's worth reading.
I love that comprehension. Yes.
So this is Luke chapter 2, verse 46 and 47.
Okay.
Now, it's when Jesus and his family were in Jerusalem for the festival day. And it was after being separated from him for 3 days, they, his parents, Mary and Joseph, finally found him in the temple, sitting among the Jewish teachers, listening to them and asking questions. When I was doing daily devotionals one day, it was like God shined a flashlight on that verse. He was listening first. Then he asked questions, and they marveled at his wisdom. Well, it was impressed on me in that moment how critical listening is. And in sales, people are taught that they need to be the expert. They need to tell everyone all the reasons why they should buy and convince them. So that's all me talking at you. I'm not listening at all. I don't know anything about you yet. So if, and here, so many kingdom principles are flipped upside down from the world. Here's one of them. Listen first.
That's right.
Listen with the intent of understanding. Then you actually know what questions would be helpful to ask to further your understanding
That's
and
right.
to guide the person for them to understand whether or
Yes.
not what you have to offer is going to be beneficial to them or not.
That's right. I love
So
that.
that complete shift, and it's in perfect keeping with everything that Jesus taught us to prefer others over ourselves, to put others first.
That's right.
That's not about being a doormat and letting people walk all over you.
Amen to that.
That is about listening and understanding and respecting and honoring others first. And then he will meet all of our needs
That's right.
because we have sacrificed to give to another, so he will take care of us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. And that is so true because in this fast-paced world, we are so accustomed to not always listening, but always ready to say something instead of really taking in what someone is saying. I mean, we're always ready to respond or quickly to say something. But when we take that time to be truly intentional and really listen to understand, it could really make a big difference. So I thank you for sharing that. Comprehension, yes, that is key. That is key. Thank you
And
so much.
it changes relationships. This is
Yes.
where these characteristics are not just applicable to sales. They
Amen.
are good foundational communication
Life.
skills.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And think about it, if you have a child that is a little bit on the harder to parent side, shall I say. Be intentional to take some extra time to just listen and ask questions before saying anything and see what happens. I'm telling you will see immediate shifts. Because there's a deep-seated need that every human being has. It's to be heard and understood. And if I don't feel like I'm being heard, I am going to shout. I am going to act out. I'm going to yell. I'm going to do something until you acknowledge me.
Yes, that is
It's
so
huge.
true. That's so true.
So we can give the gift of seeking first to understand
Yes.
before we try to get understanding for ourselves.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Welcome.
What would you say? And I know what you're going to say, but I have to ask this question. What would you say is a common myth about your field of expertise, which is sales? What would you say would be a common myth?
You have to sell yourself first before you sell your product or service.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know about you, Belinda, but I'm not for sale.
Thank you. Period. Not for sale. No. No.
That statement
Yeah.
begins with the premise that I have to make it all about me. I have
Yeah.
to show you how great and wonderful I am
Yeah.
so that you will trust me and
Yeah.
buy from me. It's
Right.
all manipulative.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say, instead, I don't have to sell myself.
That's right.
I need to build trust
Yes.
by honoring you, respecting you, hearing you out,
Yes.
bringing up things that you haven't thought of that might actually make you not buy from me.
Right. Okay.
Because I don't want the sale at any cost.
Right. That's
I
right.
want win-win relationships.
Yes.
I know that's a very overused phrase, but I haven't found a better one. It's really when both parties gain is when things work. Because any
Yes.
form of win-lose never works. It's re There is no such thing. It ends up always as lose-lose.
Yes. That's
So it's
right.
win-win or no deal.
Love that. Yes.
And so I know my product and service better than anybody that is potentially buying from me. So I know the things to point out if
Yes.
you haven't considered them.
Amen. Amen.
So, and
That's great.
I see that as being a good steward and
Yes.
how you steward your funds, right? Well,
Yes.
and making sure that you're not going to have any regrets because
That's
I don't
right.
need kind of bad press.
There you go. That's right. That's so important. That is so important. Thank you for sharing that. Because there's so many different types of myths that are out here, with regards to sales. But I'm so glad that you mentioned that because sometimes people feel that they'll have to do anything to get that sale.
Yeah.
You don't have to compromise your beliefs. You
Right.
don't have to, like you said, sell yourself. Stand for what you believe in. Be a person of integrity.
Yeah.
Honor others. Be honest. And again, dedicate your business to God. Don't make it just about yourself, you, me, my needs, what I want. But be a person that people feel that they can trust. And that's good. Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that.
That trust really is born out of trusting God
God, that's
to
right.
meet all my needs,
That's right.
even when I can't see the provision.
That's so true. That's so true. Faith, trust, and believe. And it's not always going to be easy. But when you keep your faith solid in who you know holds your future in their hands, who's in control,
Yeah.
you can rest
Yes.
in knowing that he's working everything out for your good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. If you could go back and give your 20-year-old self one piece of advice, what would that be? When you think about your career and you think about just life in general, what would that be for you?
So the lesson I wish I had learned earlier in life that my 20-year-old self really could have used is it's not about you. Don't make it about you. That inward focus, that I've just recently really taken hold of the expression, what if this didn't happen to me, but for me? This is happening for me. If this is happening for me, what is in it that is for my good, that I can learn from, that can advance me? How, and just that shift of perspective. Instead of it, actually, it's leaving the victim step,
Mentality.
and becoming a co-creator with God.
Amen. Oh, I love that. Yes, that's so true.
That is so powerful.
Yes, that can shift everything. Just that change in mindset. Not being the victim, not taking everything personal, not seeing, there's a saying that my pastor used to always say, rejection for your protection, not always taking rejection or different things personal, but knowing too that God's hand is in that for a reason. And not just, like you said, not taking everything personal. That can change everything. That is so true.
Does. And it
Thank
really
you.
reinforces, Belinda, I think the biggest lesson that I learned, and it was facilitated by an older book from the 70s, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Effective people.
I first have to have a mindset shift, because when I allow my mindset to be shifted, everything is easy to change.
That's right.
If and what has to happen is a values shift. So if I'm valuing me, I, and that's where my focus is, and I shift and go, wait a minute, put me over to the side. Yeah, I'm still important, but I don't have to focus on me. So if I'm not focusing on me, now I can focus on the other. Now I can see from their perspective. But it starts with that internal shift.
That's right.
And it is a pure choice. And I encourage you, whoever's listening that needs to hear this, you can choose joy in the midst of pain and sorrow.
That's
You
right.
can choose to love the unlovable and unloved.
That's right.
We diminish ourselves when we allow someone else's emotional state to dictate who we are.
Amen. Amen.
So, and I will share, because I don't say those words lightly, they come out of deep experience, and I'll just share very quickly.
Yes.
I lost my husband to a sudden illness. We have been together 25 years.
Sorry for your loss. So
Thank
sorry.
you. Within a week, he was gone. And so, if you don't even try to imagine, because until you go through it. And each person who walks through that, your walk is unique. It's your
Yeah.
own, can't be
Yes.
compared to anyone else's. But here's what I want you to hear. It was my choice to worship God, to express my joy for him and all that he had done, was doing,
Yes.
and would do for me.
Yes.
And in that place, I knew I experienced joy unspeakable.
Amen. Amen.
I experienced respite from grief. I came to know and trust and depend on the Lord
Yes.
in such a deep, deep way. But I
Praise God.
have to tell you, it was a choice. I didn't feel
Yes.
like worshiping. I didn't feel like dancing. I didn't feel like painting. I paint as a form of worship. I didn't
Yes.
feel like it. I decided to
That's
do
right.
it. And
That's
when
amazing.
he met me in that place with words can't describe the joy. And
Amen.
I'm nobody special or unique. I'm a daughter of the king, just like
Yes.
daughter of the king and men, you are sons of the king.
Amen.
We all have that kind of access to the Lord. Our choices
That's
help us.
choice. That's right. It's a choice. Amen. Thank you so much. And as you mentioned your art, your art is beautiful. So I want to talk about that too a little bit. So you use your art as a form of worship. How long have you been an artist? And it's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I
Yeah.
have been an artist since I was 5. I took lessons from age 5 until I was 15, 16,
Okay.
from a little old lady who had her attic outfitted with easels. And Saturday morning, I went for drawing lessons.
Wow.
And then in the year 2000, my husband gave me art lessons at the Harrisburg Art Association, downtown Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wonderful.
So I had
Okay.
another 10 years of instruction.
Okay.
But it was in 2009. So for 15 years, I have been painting in front of the congregation, where I start with a blank canvas, my back is to the people so they can see what I'm working on
Wow.
as it evolves.
That's beautiful. Oh my gosh. I
And
love that.
this
Wow.
eagle is what I just did a couple weeks ago, and I had no
Oh.
foreknowledge. But the pastor was preaching on the book of Acts, the fire of the Holy Spirit. And
Wow.
what the Lord had shown me
Yeah.
was Isaiah 40, is it 40, 31? That we will rise up as on eagle's
Eagle's
wings.
wings, yes.
Right? So that he gave me that scripture, and he said, I want you to paint an eagle with fire at the bottom and blue sky at the top. Now, he doesn't usually give me that much detail. But
Yeah.
then so I painted this, and then pastor starts preaching on the fire of the Holy Spirit. So I named
That's
the painting
something.
Holy
Oh, that's.
Spirit Updraft. It's
That is
the
all.
updraft, the heat of the fire of the Holy Spirit
Yes.
is what we soar on.
I love that.
Effortless white.
Yes. That is amazing. Now, do you do this during every Sunday worship?
No, I only do it when Holy Spirit prompts me to.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I love
So it
that.
doesn't get tainted with,
Yes. I understand. Yes.
desire. So
Yes.
I
That's so
do
true.
paint at home.
Amen.
I'm always working on something.
Amen. That is beautiful. Now, do you have a art studio, or do you can people purchase your art, or can you share a little more with the audience? Yes.
So over the years, I've had my paintings in a number of different galleries. So some of the sales take place there. I have a website where people can order prints and all different kinds of items, even like a phone case that
I
you can get my artwork on. T-shirts, cards, towels,
that.
blankets. So the website sells the reproductions.
Okay.
And then I sell the originals myself. Sometimes people will see something that's on my wall here and ask if it's for sale. So,
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. And in a moment, I want you to share, even though I will have it in the description, but I would love for you to share how people can connect with you, and also with regards to your art. And I'll give you that opportunity in a moment. But I did want to ask you, what is one piece of advice that you would give to someone that is starting out in a career of sales? What's one piece of advice you would give them today?
sales, to be good at sales, takes as much work as it takes to be good at any craft. So I would encourage you to study and study people like Zig Ziglar, who is Christian, and be discerning as you read other sales techniques, always match them up to your own value set. Study your craft. I have taken hundreds of hours and read literally hundreds of books, hundreds of hours of classes, hundreds of books, anything I can get my hands on, and I take what fits my values and I leave the rest.
Amen. Amen. I love that. Thank you for that. So you heard it, audience. You've heard her. It's not going to come easy. You have to put in the work. You have to put in the work. Hone in to your craft and just learn. So, in other words, you have to always be open to learning. That's what it
Yes,
sounds like.
absolutely. Yes.
I love
I'm
that.
a perpetual learner.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much for that. This has been amazing. At this time, I want to ask, did you have any last words that you would like to share at this time, before we begin to close out?
I would be remiss if I didn't mention the book, my book, Sell Like Jesus. And I also have a video course. So the biggest difference between the book and the video course is in the book, we really do a deep dive on the characteristics of Christ that can be applied to selling. In the video, I go a step further and talk about sales structure. If you don't have a structure that you're using to sell by, you need one. And it can be general, it can be specific, but you've got to have a structure because that's going to guarantee that you get the best possible results each time. So if you would like more information about that, it's available through my website.
Okay, wonderful. So yes, so please share how people can get your book. I have my copy. I'm telling you, it is excellent. You got to get it because there's so much to learn in here. So please share with others how they can get a copy of your book, share your website, and also the information about your art at this time.
So on Amazon and through other book retailers, your favorite book retailer, you can get the paperback or Kindle version from Amazon. So if you like to read in your Kindle, it's available there. And my website is debbrownsales.com. So email Deb at DebBrownSales.com. I love to hear from people. I love answering sales questions. I love connecting, like you and I have had the chance to do here today, Belinda. It's just
Thank you.
been a joy, especially to share with a fellow believer,
Amen.
because our perspective is it includes a kingdom mindset.
Yes, that's
And
right.
that is different from the way the world operates. And we all spend so much time out in the world. It's always refreshing to be amongst fellow believers who are really working at incorporating God into every aspect of what you do. So
That's so true. Amen. Thank you.
reach out to me. I love connecting.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Now, with regards to your art, can they also, is that also on your website as well?
There
Information?
is a link through my website on the homepage down at the bottom, but the site is worshipfulart.com.
Worshipful art. Dot com.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you so much. So there you have it, guys.
Thank you.
Please connect with Deb. Get connected. Get her book. And if you need to reach out, you were mentioning about a form or a guide for sales. That's on your website as well.
The structure. So, what there would be on the website, if you go to the learning tab and use the search bar, you will find numerous articles about all different types of sales topics,
Great.
including sales structure.
Okay, wonderful. These are articles that were written by you.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. There you have it, guys. There's no excuse. Get the information you need. I know I'm going on the site. I'm going to go get me some information. So thank you so much, Deb. And I
You're welcome.
have to. This has been amazing. So please get connected. And I have to mention, I know, guys, that you see the background. March this month, celebrating 3 years of Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show. Yes. So I am so excited. And I have some other amazing guests that I will be sharing with you during this celebration. But I want to take just a moment just to give a shout out to some of the places that faithfully listen in to this podcast. So I wanted to say greetings to New Zealand, Germany, Indonesia, California, Virginia, and Montana. I'm going to do this each episode to give a shout out and let you know I appreciate you listening in. Thank you so much for doing so. You are the reason why we're here because of the listeners and the viewers. And I want you to know that I appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you for joining us on today. Deb, you have been absolutely amazing. I thank you for sharing your story and your faith and how you are successful in what you do. And I would be remiss if I didn't say this. You are also a coach. I don't think we touched on that. You are a sales coach. So
Correct.
listen, guys, if you need help, Deb is a coach. She can help you in that area. So please connect, reach out. so she can get you on your way, get you started. So yes,
Yes, and just mention this podcast when you connect with me, and I will give you a month of group sales coaching free. So
that's
just mention
awesome.
Belinda.
Awesome. So you hear that, guys? Mention Belinda from Get Unstuck and Sexy Podcast, and she will give you an amazing deal. So don't forget. All right, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Deb. I appreciate that. All right, guys. So we
My
are
pleasure.
going to, yes, thank you. We have come to an end, and I just want to thank you again for listening in, for viewing, and just go out, the remainder of the week, just knowing that we all have a purpose, that God has an amazing plan for our lives. And even though we go through challenges in life, always know that God is working everything out for our good. So be blessed, beloved. Thank you again for tuning in. And as I always say, remember to keep looking up. All right, guys, be blessed. And I will see you on next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is now a time of call to salvation. If you have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I invite you at this time to repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. I ask that you come into my heart and save me. I confess that you are Lord, and I thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I accept you now. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. Continue to build your relationship with the Lord in prayer and in reading His Word. Trust and believe that God has a beautiful purpose and plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11. Be blessed and know that heaven is cheering for you as well as myself. God bless you and keep looking up.
If this podcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to sow a seed into this podcast, you can do so with Cash App at $KeepLookingUp7, the number 7, and PayPal, MSLadyB2020 at Comcast.net. God bless you.